be not afraid. Open wide the doors to Christ and cast out into the deep. These were some of the first words heard by the Church Universal from St. Pope John Paul II when he began his pontificate. And on this Vocations Awareness Weekend, we bring to our prayer, in a particular way, the need for courageous men and women to answer the call to the priesthood, diaconate, and religious life. We pray that couples may have happy, healthy, and holy marriages. And we give thanks for the generosity of the single lay folks who dedicate so much of their time and their lives for the good of the church. With the passing of each year, with the rising prevalence of secularism and relativism, it is becoming increasingly difficult to say yes to God and no to the world. The world promises us much. If we only focus on ourselves, do whatever it takes to have as much money as we want, follow our own dreams, then we're going to have that big house, the brand new SUV, the perfect spouse, and the 1.5 kids that were all promised. Funny stat, I know. Oh, and a white picket fence. We'll throw that in there too. But in other words, if we focus on ourselves, then we will be truly happy. That's the promise of the world. But that's a lie. It's a flat-out lie. And the reason it's a lie is because nowhere in that equation is God. At no point will the world tell you to sacrifice a dream because God is calling you to something greater. The world will not tell you that it is God that makes a happy marriage, not the perfect house or the perfect car. That is why a weekend like this, to focus more intentionally on vocations, especially to the religious life, is so important, because the message of God and God's call is so radically different than everything else that we hear in our world. We look to our gospel this morning. I'd like to point out perhaps an interesting correlation. Zacchaeus had to climb the sycamore tree to see Jesus, to have a connection with him, and to build that relationship. That's where it all started, the climb of the tree. And it would also be Jesus who would be hung on a tree to save and to know the whole world. The climb of a tree. What prevents Zacchaeus from climbing the tree is his own fear, his pride, his own unworthiness, his wounds from the past, all those anxieties. Yet he surrendered all of that over to God when he made the decision to climb that tree and to seek out Jesus. Not an easy thing to do. But remember, the night before Jesus was to be hung upon a tree, he prayed that that cup would pass by him. Jesus was afraid because he knew how hard the coming day was going to be. Yet he surrendered everything to God. Father, let your will be done, not mine. The reality is there is pain in surrender because we're dying to ourselves and to our own egos. For Zacchaeus, following the pain of surrender was a newfound relationship with Jesus, where all of a sudden his fears and anxieties and past wounds were healed, if not simply from Jesus' gaze, surely from his comforting words. Also, the pain of the crucifixion was not for nothing. That great act of surrender culminated with the resurrection on Easter morning and now lives in the heart of every believer and at every Mass, where Jesus makes himself truly present to us, and that one great sacrifice is constantly renewed. For those here who are discerning their vocation in life, let me tell you, if you buy into the lies of this world, you will never be happy. And one day, you'll realize that. Hopefully not the hard way. It's not that you can't or won't have luxuries in life. That's fine. But if those things become the source of your happiness, and if those things become your God, then there's always going to be a longing in your heart that will never be satisfied. If you're looking for the path in life that doesn't require surrender or sacrifice, try to look for it, but you won't find it. If you do find it, let me know, because I'm sure we'll all sign up for that life. There is no path without sacrifice or surrender. Every vocation requires it. But when we're surrendering to God, whatever pain we might feel will never last. In the end, we will have much peace and happiness because God is the only one who can satisfy the longing of our hearts. As St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. And if I may speak personally for just a moment, I can tell you in all honesty, granted it's only been a year and a half, I am a happy priest. I love my job. I can speak for Father Dennis and tell you he is a happy priest and he loves his job. It's not that the days are always easy. Those afternoons where unexpectedly someone comes to the door and needs counseling for a tragedy, run into the hospital because someone's dying. Whatever the situation might be, those are heavy and challenging days. They're not fun, but they are fulfilling. And there is a sense of joy at the end of those days. Not that we want people to be upset or hurting or anything, but the fulfillment and the joy comes from knowing that we allowed God to work through us and gave another person at least a chance to have hope and healing. It's not about what we did, but allowing God to work through us. And those challenges become fulfilling. And so, if anybody here is feeling that tug towards priesthood, diaconate, religious life, give it a shot. If you know someone, invite them. Ask the question. The power of invitation cannot be underestimated. It is a happy life. It is a good life. And for those, you know, you say, oh, celibacy, that's kind of tough. Someone, you know, I've heard that marriage is kind of tough too, a little bit. Not, you know, you don't always like each other, you get in a fight, and you're stuck in the house. At least, hey, you know, we're on our own, so we don't have to worry about that. It goes both ways. But I just strongly urge you on this awareness weekend to listen to the tugging of your heart. And to close, I'd like to share with you a quote from St. John Paul II. This was on the 42nd World Day of Prayer for Vocations in 2005. This was just weeks before he died. He said, "To you, young people, I repeat the words of Jesus, Duc in Altum. In proposing his exhortation once more to you, I think at the same time of the words which Mary, his mother, addressed to the servants at Cana in Galilee. Do whatever he tells you." Dear young people, Christ is asking you to put out into the deep, and the Virgin Mary is encouraging you not to hesitate in following him. My friends, through the intercession of our patron, St. Dominic, through Mary, our mother, may our Lord Jesus Christ continue to provide laborers for the harvest in happy, healthy, and holy vocations.